half of your discovery calls aren't showing up. If you're a business coach in 2026, you've already felt it. The qualified lead books the call on Tuesday. By Thursday, the calendar invite is dead air. They opened it, they never rescheduled, they just vanished. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about why no-shows have spiked across the high-ticket coaching world, what changed in your prospect's brain between booking and the call, and the one asset top coaches are using to flip it. Here's what the data shows. The International Coaching Federation's 2026 report flags scheduling, no-shows, and admin overhead as the number one operational drag on the global coaching industry. Coach population has nearly doubled since 2019. There are now over 122,000 active coach practitioners worldwide, more than 44,000 in North America alone. Translation: your prospect didn't just book a call with you, they booked four. They booked yours, then watched two LinkedIn videos, then booked a free strategy session with someone running ads, then read a Substack from a niche coach actually inside their world. By the time your slot rolls around, you're option number three, maybe four. And option number three doesn't show up, not in 2026. So what changed? The market changed. Coaching used to be a relationship business. A referral came in, you hopped on a call, you closed. Friction was almost zero because trust was already transferred from the person who sent them. That's still true for warm referrals. The volume from referrals alone is no longer enough to fill a high-ticket calendar. So coaches added inbound. They built lead magnets. They ran ads. They optimized landing pages. And the calendar started filling up with a brand new kind of lead. Cold. Skeptical. Curious enough to book, not committed enough to show. The 2026 ICF data lays it out plainly. 80% of clients now expect certification. 85% of coaches hold one. 93% of coaches offer additional services beyond one-to-one sessions. The market itself is telling you that the days of the coach as a vague motivator are over. Clients want evidence. They want a visible system. They want to know what they're walking into before they walk into it. Here's what most coaches do in response. They tighten the funnel. They add more reminders. They send a longer pre-call email. They build out an intake form. They put a calendar reminder bot in Slack. None of that is wrong. None of it solves the actual problem. The problem isn't that your prospect forgot. The problem is that your prospect never decided. They book the call to keep the option open, not to commit. And every email you send between booking and the call is a transactional reminder. It doesn't move them from curious to convinced. What does move them? Hearing your voice, hearing how you think, hearing you walk through a real problem with a real client without a sales pitch attached. That's not a reminder, that's a relationship. This is where a branded podcast does something no other asset in your stack does. It pre-sells the call. Think about what happens when a prospect books a discovery call and then, in the 72 hours before the call, listens to one of your episodes. They get to hear your tone. They get to see how you frame problems. They get to watch you give away real thinking for free. By the time they show up, they aren't evaluating whether you're worth 30 minutes. They're showing up to hire you. We see this constantly with our coaching clients at Pod Bros. The pattern is the same. The week we publish a new episode, no-show rates drop. Discovery calls run shorter because the prospect isn't trying to figure out who you are anymore. The conversation is about fit, not credentials. Now, I want to be specific about what works. A branded podcast for a coach in 2026 is not a 50-episode interview show with random guests. That used to work. It doesn't anymore. The market is too saturated. What works is a focused show, 12 to 24 episodes a year, where you talk through the exact problems your ideal client is trying to solve. Each episode is a working document of how you think. When you embed that show in your discovery call sequence, something changes. The prospect listens to one episode before the call. That's it. One. And they show up pre-sold. At Pod Bros Media, we build that exact system. We handle the recording, the editing, the show artwork, the publishing across Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, the social cuts, the email assets. From your end, you show up to a beautiful Scottsdale studio for a 3-hour session every quarter. That's it. If your discovery call no-show rate is climbing and you're tired of the email reminder treadmill, head to podbrosmedia.com/free session. 30 minutes. We'll look at where the leaks are in your funnel and whether a branded show makes sense for your coaching practice. That's it for today. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.